Up to we are middle of the laws of Bishul Akum on page 105 is in the Kuf Yud Gimel Halacha Ches, the laws of Bishul Akum. Are we ready? Page 105 and 106. Okay, anyone need, we have new copies? 105, anyone need 105? Or 105? Okay, Halacha Ches. The Gemara Ratzel Lamedin Shlokas Bikra Do Eichel Bakesef Tashbi Reini. The word Tashbi Reini is translated as supply, food for money. Tashbi Reini. This is when Klal Yisrael was passing through the land of Midian of Edom. What was it, either Edom or Midian? Edom. I think it was Edom. When they were traveling in the Midbar and they were passing through Edom, so they asked the people there, "Please provide us with food. Supply us with food." And we'll pay. We'll pay good money. We have the Bizas Mitzrayim. We will pay money for the food. And they said, Don't you dare. We don't want your money. We're not giving you food. Don't come near us. And we had no choice but to turn aside. And that is why we are not friendly with the nation of Edom.
They haven't mourned?
What?
They had Ammon.
Ammon and Moab, we do not take converts from Ammon and Moab because they did not supply us with food. Even though we asked them, please come give us food, we'll buy food money. For money.
What's
so let's see. Kesef. What about the mon? What about the mon? What about the mon? So why didn't they rely just upon the mon? Well, they didn't want to buy. Maybe what it means is, I'm just thinking out loud, is that it's right. We don't need the mon. We don't need your food, but we will basically give you benefit by if you let us pass through your land. We'll give you benefit, even though we don't need it, even though we don't really need it. Okay, so as a chesed, we'll help your economy. Let's see. Rav Sol Lame didn't shloka is the law that shloka is a code word in the Aruch HaShulchan for the prohibition of Bishul Akum. That if an non-Jew he cooks vegetables or anything which is chashuv from the mikra from the pasuk the oichel ba'kesef tash bireni, supply us with food for money. And the end of the pasuk is umayim ba'kesef titenli. We'll even pay for water. Ma. Now the Gemara makes a drasha. The Gemara compares mayim to oichel, just like water. Ma mayim shloy nishtanu mibriyasan ali de ha'or. There is no change that it has come about to water through cooking. Kolaymar the mayim gam kishmevashlam oisam lo nishtanu tsurasam ikaydem bishul. It's exactly the same. It's just hot or cold. Av kol davar. Likewise, when it comes to oichel, it's in the same pasuk. Food shloy nishtanu mibriyasan ali de bishul ein boy mishum isu shlokas. There is no prohibition of shlokas. Here they're buying food from a non-Jew. How could the pasuk allow the Jews, Klal Yisrael, to purchase ochel from the non-Jews, from Ammon and Moab? Bishul Akum. Isn't there a takana Bishul Akum? Now, of course, Bishul Akum came into existence much, much after they came into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we're talking much, much, 1,000 years, whatever it was, many, many years later. However, this is an asmachta. It's not a mamish drasha deraisa, but it's an asmachta. And the fact of here is the Jews were permitted to purchase food from non-Jews. How could that be, according to our using, this is a pasuk, an asmachta, when this is Bishul Akum? The answer is, they only were purchasing food that is similar to water. Fruits, vegetables, things that would not change through cooking. Umitam ze, tanya lunar vaisa, tichitin va'asan kiloyos, ein boy mishum bishule koichavim, mishum shloy nishtanim mibiyasan alideh or. If you purchase chitim, or fire, and you purchase wheat, and you turn the wheat into parched kernels of grain, you have raw kernels of wheat, and they heat it, they singe it over fire, and that makes it more tasty, and make it dries out the moisture in these kernels of wheat, and it seems that in the years ago, maybe today it was done.
Like popcorn, right?
It's the popcorn. A popcorn is probably a little different. I don't know. We have to see. But the point is that this specific item, this the kernel of wheat. Until now, it was chewed. People occasionally would chew raw kernels of wheat. If you parch them, you singe them in fire, it makes them more tasty because it dries out the moisture. So it's not a significant change. Ein bohem yishum bishulei kechavim. Mevnei shulei nishtanu b'riyosna idehu. Or nothing significant has happened. V'yachakach mask hashas. The isur zehu midrabanon. This pasuk is not to be taken literally. This is not a deraisa. It's only midrabanon. V'kru asmach l'bialma ayin sham. Chas v'ran zal. The gamlo maskon lo itchaya hachdina. Even though the Gemara concludes that the halacha is only halacha midrabanon, it's an asmachta. But when the Gemara made this statement that something that's not nishtana b'riyosay al yidei ha'ur is mutter, that remains the halacha. The kol shlo nishtana b'briyos aydei ha'ur ein boi mishum b'shuli al kachavim v'chein mashin al ahedya das rashi sham v'chein das echad migdil ha'achreinim. Avala tur v'yashulchan och lo hizkir klal dover zeh v'gam haram lo hizkir zeh. The tur and the shulchan do not mention this concept that done, it's not nishtana. A leniency in bishulakum. The adraba midiksiv midikosam perigid zayin b'taimu dehet klois b'nei she'ein odom mazmin chaveru al klois ayin sham v'loi kos v'atam shebegmor shmamin adesvile l'dilamaskona itchei l'chai taimu. This reason doesn't push aside. Now this is really going back to what we discussed yesterday. We have over here a difficulty in that we have two different heterium for bishulakum. Bishulakum, one leniency is it's not nishtane al yidei ha'or, it remains the same, it's edible in its raw state, and it's edible in after it's been cooked. And then we have another reason that it's not oila al shulchan mulachim, it's not choshef. It happens to be that kloyos, kernels of grain, that have been singed, if that's the right word, it's been toasted kernels of grain, have both reasons. Both of these reasons are true. You do not serve raw kernels of wheat at a state dinner. That's not the way it goes. And furthermore, the other reason is also true, that raw kernels of wheat do not significantly change through toasting. It doesn't make a difference. So the question is, what is the real reason why there's no bishulakum for kernels of wheat? Because there's no geya? Other things. It'll be no geya. Jelly beans. Jelly beans have been changed through ore, but jelly beans are not served at a state dinner. So we have to get down to the bottom line. What is the ikar tam? So we learned yesterday, the halacha l'maaseh, we all know already, that we take both. We are very lenient. We're very generous people, Klal Yisrael. We have a leniency. You have a leniency. And you have a leniency. We're very generous. We'll take all the leniencies that we can get. But is that really correct? So he says over here, then the Gemara, well, the first weakness of this svara is that the Gemara only taught us this concept of shloi nishtana al yidei b'riyasan only in the hav amin of the Gemara, when the Gemara was still working with the assumption that bishul akum is an isur de'oraisa. And when the Gemara rejected that it's not a de'oraisa, it's only midrabanan. So if you take the Gemara at face value, the leniency of shloi nishtana al yidei ha'or, like water, goes out the window. It goes out the window because the Gemara does not remain with this. The Gemara does not remain with this approach of the drasha. It says, "Oichel bal kesef tashbirenu, mayim bal kesef titein li." This is the pasuk of the Makar for bishulakum, and in this pasuk there's a built-in leniency, and the leniency is that if it does not change through fire, then that is not a significant change. There's no prohibition. But what happens at the end of the day? This piece of Gemara is removed from us. This is not the source of bishulakum, because bishulakum is not a deraisa. Bishulakum is not because of this pasuk. This pasuk is a nice pasuk in retrospect. In hindsight, we look back, oh, it's a very nice pasuk, it's not smachta, but it's not a real pasuk. So this pasuk is not the source. So once this pasuk is not the source of bishulakum, the leniency that's built into bishulakum also goes out the window. So when Chazal came along later on, and when Masakin is going to be a prohibition of Bishulakum, we have a right to assume that it includes even things that were not Nishtana al Yidei Biryasan. Water is also Mishum Bishulakum. Water is also. Because water, it was cold, now it's hot. Who made it hot? A non-Jew made it hot. And the Gemara does indeed, when the Gemara discusses, the Shulchan Aruch does discuss the Chumrah, the Rabban of Bishulakum, it's because of the aside of Chasnus. And Chasnus is only a type of food which you would be invited to partake by someone else's family. No one is coming to invite, and when someone comes to water, yes, water, hot water, tea, coffee is served al Shulchan Malachim. So then it would result that coffee and tea would be also mishum bishulakum. That's really, if you follow all the steps in the Gemara, that is what should result. However, so therefore, he's reviewing what we learned yesterday, but he's going into more detail. So therefore, that's what he pointed out here. The Gabi Gemara Atzma Mukha Kendu Pligi Shan Bebeitza Tzluya. The Gemara there also says Beferish this concept. It talks about a roasted egg, hard boiled egg. Im Yesh Ramishun Bishuli Akachavim. The Kaimlon Le'isser. We pass on the Gemara there comes out of Maskana that a roasted egg is Osir Mishun Bishulakim. V'Habeitza Loi Nishtane Mibriyasai Ali Dehu Or. The Aruch HaShulchan says that an egg is something that has not been nishtana. Just because before it was soft and now it's hard, it was raw, now it's hard. The bottom line is, can you eat a raw egg? Yes. People do it all the time. If you can eat a raw egg, and now you have enhanced it by boiling it, cooking it, roasting it, whatever you've done, it's turned into a hard-boiled egg, a hard egg, so what? It was edible in its raw form. It's edible now. It's just like toasted kernels of wheat. Before it was soft, it was moist. You've toasted it. Now it's hard. Same exact thing. And there the Gemara says that it's osur. It's osur, the Gemara says.
But that's not the norm. People don't eat raw eggs.
The Gemara seems to say it is. In ancient times it was. Even today, there are people who eat it wrong. Unless you want to say, the only reason why you're going to tell me that I'm wrong is like is because it's a significant change. You can't compare it to the case of the toasted kernels of wheat. There, this change is insignificant. Whereas here, it's much, much more significant in the fact that it's raw, and now it's real, it's hard. The gam das rabbeinu haramos, muchach lehegya, min mkein, and then it goes back to the cost of specific aleph, kitaima deheter kidneys, beans, via beapoinin, benesha ein oil al shluchim ulachim, the loy cost of atam shloin shtanem rios naidehu or shmamina, the loy suyule chai taima. So the Rama also seems to hold of the Chumrah. Rama also seems to say that there's no leniency whatsoever with regard to Loi Nishtana Al Yidei Ha'or. The only thing that counts when the day is over is it Oila Al Shulchan Milachim. The Hachi Chai Molon. The Oy De Harashba Mefarish De Zeh She'amu Shaloi Nishtana Mibiyasan Al Yidei Ha'or Bekavona Shemikoidem Lohoye Roi Le'achila. It was not Roi Le'achila. The Al Yidei Ha'or Roi Le'achila. Diem kein chod milsi he im davar shein nechel kmo shu chai. I'm sorry, I'm sick of here. Shmamin the lois svi halay high time v'hach v'hechi v'hach kaimon. The other rashi refers to the zesh am shloim nishtanam libiyos naidei ha'or bekavana shemikoidem lohoy royal yachila. It was not for eating. V'yidei ha'or royal yachila diem kein chod milsi he. It's all the same thing. Davar shein nechel kmo shu chai. This is putting the Rishami in Farish, the Perusha, who Shaloi Nishtanim Ibiyasai, Ali Dei Ha'or Kalayma, Ali Dei Sharia, through soaking Yachser Hadavar Lechmoshe Kaidin Bishal, Ayin Shan. Okay, so he seems to say over here is, what he seems to say at this point in time is that he's Machmer. He seems to be very Machmer. Okay, I'm not clear on what I thought I understood this. What? It's the same idea, right?
No, originally we thought that they were separate. There's
two different ideas.
Yeah. And there's Nishtana Ideor.
Yeah.
And so here he says, no, you're really the same.
Same thing. Concept.
Nishtana Ideor means it was edible. It was not edible before, and it's edible now. So
it's the same thing. Those two kinds are just they're saying the same thing in two different languages, right. Two different expressions.
It's the flower of wheat and corn. If is the roasted by the goy is no problem.
We're going to see. We have to go through. When it's over, I have a very good safe and other things also as well. We're going to go through all the different examples when we come to the end. All the different corn and what did you just say? Corn. Believe that when we get to the end, I want to first just go through the basic principles, and then we're going to come to the Mahalach Lamaisa. Yesh mish gasilu. Yesh mish akasav the kemenu betiros oilin al shulchan lachem. Now leparperos. Now what about mushrooms? Mushrooms and truffles, whatever these things are,
truffles.
These are oile al shulchan malachim for dessert. The yesh b'chem iser shalokais, and there's a prohibition of bishul akum. And the word shalokais, nirach shulchan, is always a code word for bishul akum. Amram leperush ha'aruch b'gemara sham the isa the dogim ketanim ve'arde v'daisa ein oile al shulchan malachim small fish. And different types of daisei. Aide v'daisei is...
rice now.
Okay, different types of beans. Different types of beans, whatever they are. Ein oil mal shulchan malachim. The arde heim kimei mubtiris. And there, the aruch is a risha in the dictionary. The first ancient dictionary for Klal Yisrael is... He writes that arde is mushrooms. Arde is not a bean, it's a mushroom. V'chein muchach meperish Rashi brachas uksubis ulechein ein muchach mishum bishulei koychavim. So since it says beferish that the aruch lupaskin that aidei our David Dicey is ein oilon al shulchan milach. We have a rishon that says explicitly they are not, and we know that it refers to mushrooms. So therefore, we can be safe. We can be certain that it's permitted. Period. Avol kur kivon is the gizzard, right? Kur kivon is the gizzard. The gizzard. The pupik. So this thing was a delicacy of the name ayim and the intestines. Avol gav the isa b'gemara in the dorim the oichlehen lav bar. Inush, anyone that eats these things is not a human being. It is not fit for human consumption. So go to Gratmar and ask them why they sell a whole container of them. The Einam Nechshav Bechlal, what's this word over here? I don't know what this stands for. Bechlal Ches Hei Reish Lamed. Kamasha Kosav Besimin Kof Aleph Mikol Makam.
Reish Lamed is Rahman Al Salon or something else.
Ches hey reish lamed.
Reish lamed is Rahman.
What's ches stand for? I don't know. Let's go for it. I do not know. Mikol makom l'inyan shlokas asurim d'loy chilku chazal bein basar lebasar. It doesn't matter. It is forbidden, even though these are things which are not going to earn you points in the world for eating them, because it's something which is not considered to be a davar choshuv, and nevertheless it's basar. When the day is over and the person eats the kurkavon, you have to wait 6 hours before eating milk. Therefore, since it's basar, Chazal did not differentiate between one type of basar and the other type of basar, and therefore if a non-Jew prepares, cooks the kurkavon for you, it is asar. Dim like natir basar, b'chush, basar kochush. Let's say you have grade C meat. Go into the supermarket and they sell different quality meats. There's expensive meat, and then there is meat that comes from an animal that's just not tasty. So that quality meat, you would never ever serve such meat al shulchan melachim. In the White House, at a state dinner, they only serve the best. They don't serve poor quality meat. So if you can make an argument, since poor quality meat is not served al shulchan melachim, there's no prohibition of bishulakum. That's ridiculous. No such thing. Chazal would not mechalik between one type of meat and another type of meat. Since meat in general is something which is served al shulchan melachim, all types of meat are subject to the prohibition of bishul akum. Period.
It's even gizzards, that's something that's not...
By extension, even a part of the animal which is considered to be disgusting and the average person does not eat, doesn't matter. If you eat it and it was prepared by a non-Jew, it's asur because of bishul akum. Chazal did not differentiate between one type meat and type meat.
The butcher store sell it.
Okay, yeah. The ein bezeh chashivas halvad the kol min basar asa. Okay, so that's a principle. We have now, at least we learned, we came up with one very important principle is basar, without question, is oila al shulchan melachim. Once we know basar oila shulchan melachim, it doesn't make a difference what type of basar, what quality basar. If a non-Jew has prepared it, it is forbidden, it is asar. Next. Yesh migdolei ha'achrayim shuratzulayim ad adam chashav asar lelechol v'lishas mibishuli kacham avi davar nechol kamay shuchai. Someone has said an adam chashav. The rabbi, this is a very big chiddush. Where does this come from? I do not know. He wants to say mechadish an adam chashav is not allowed to eat anything that was prepared by a non-Jew, even a cup of water, a hot cup of coffee that was prepared by a non-Jew. If you are in this world considered an Adam Choshev, it's forbidden for you. That's called Bishul Akum. It depends upon the stature of the person, does not depend upon the type of food. The Rabbim Dochu Devrayim. The vast majority of the poskim, they disagree. The MS Kane who the Afal gav the Mitzina come upon Bishash, Adam Choshev Tzorch Lahachmer Al Atzma, Mikomokim, Bidin Zesh, Mishil Bigmara, to have Nachman Osa Meister be Atzma, Lahatev, Rav Yosef Hechzik Biyode, who also did it. The Rulchain Afal gav the Gemara Omar, the Rabbi Ami, Hikbid Al Zem, Mikomokim, Haloch Kiram, Vachimashma, Milosh Nashas, Sham, the Chain the
Moed
Katan Asr Rabbi Yehuda Nesia Maisa Biatzma Veshasa Bimayim. He drank water Shechimim Akum Shma Mino Deloi Choshu Lezeh. We are not concerned with this matter. So therefore he's saying very you say this is that even though he's saying first he says there is a general rule in Halacha that an Adam Choshuv has to be more Machmer. He is in the eye of the Tzibur. He makes an impression. Adam Chashuv has a requirement to keep a higher standard, even though you personally don't feel you need to do so. I don't need to be so machner. I personally gave a classic example. The food in my home is no big deal, okay, the kashrus. But if I am a big rabbi, if I am a big Rosh Hashiva, and you're inviting me to a chasana, and the hall, the kashrus, the supervision of the hall is not of the highest standard, I'm not going to go. Why am I not going to go? In my home, the kashrus is no better. When I'm coming to this wedding, I'm going to this wedding as a representative of the tzibur. It's my position that is going to this wedding. It's not the personal me who's going. It's who I represent. And the tzibur has a higher standard of kashrus. This is extremely common today with the bugs in the water. The vast majority of the population, who knows, even maybe 90%, are not concerned with putting a filter on their sink for bugs. That's a fact. How many people in their home have filters?
A lot.
A lot have, but a lot don't have. You'd be surprised. A lot more do not have than do have. But yet, almost all of the kashrus, there's almost no hall in the entire community that does not have in the hall, in the public place, a shul or public place, a filter on in their institution, in their hall, because the standards of the tzibur are higher. So an Adam Chashuv, it's not his personal decision, it's who he represents. So since we find that there's a svara here to say that when it comes to Bishalakim, an Adam Chashuv, since he is in the public eye, should not eat anything that was prepared by a non-Jew, even water. And he says it's not so, since in the Gemara we do find people who were chashuv, different collection of Amoraim, that did indeed eat things that were prepared by a non-Jew. So if they can do it, it goes to show that this principle does not apply in this particular case. Next, we do find examples that they were machmir. If you don't, you're not a b'nei Torah, you have to be more machmir because you don't know the halacha. But we don't consider ourselves to be in a b'nei Torah. We consider ourselves to be very talmidei chachamim. So we can be makel. Okay, so everyone can be makel when it comes to Bishlakam, if it's something which is non nishtanai, or it's going to be mutter. Next, Yud Beis. Say again? Oh, Chaticha Ruli Schabed. Okay, very good. Yud Beis. Okay, so this Yisod of Yud Aleph is, at least we should be aware, there's a concept out there from Yesh Migdoli HaPoiskim that an Adam Chashuv should not even drink a cup of coffee that was prepared by a non-Jew. Halacha l'mayis, do we accept this? No. This is not in the category. Next halacha, Yud Beis. Davar Pashu, Dil'in Bavash, Enim Nechal Kamoshu Chai, something which cannot be eaten raw, and you need the guy to prepare it. Holchem Achar Roy B'nei Adam. Now this is where you get into the modern day halacha. Sushi, right? Sushi, you told me sushi and carrots, right? You told me yesterday. Mechami told me yesterday the carrots. Carrots used to be was changed. It used to be that carrots were never eaten raw. Carrots were only eaten cooked. It's a new thing. The last 20, 30 years, it became a health thing. Eat raw
very
carrots.
Healthy, yeah.
Sushi. Before sushi came on the scene, no one would eat raw fish. Unheard of. Unheard of to eat raw fish. Today it's a new thing. Eat raw fish. So you have to take
Nunges.
You have to take a.
But I think it's cured and it's smoked. Now it goes it's
sushi.
Cured.
No, raw fish is very dangerous.
It's not cooked. It's not cooked.
It's not cured. It's not.
So it's not. I don't know. But we have to. Halach al Ma'asi says over here. You said that we have to take into account. Even there are things that can be eaten raw, but it's not. What is the determining factor? We go Basar Roif. You have to take into account. You have to make a survey of what is this type of food. Is the majority of the population either raw or not? And that will determine what the halacha is. Davar Pashut. Even though there is an individual who eats it, what we call makayim, aser gam lo'itzu yachid. The yachid has to conform to the majority. If the majority does not eat this food raw, so the yachid who does eat it raw, too bad for you. You have to follow the roif. Therefore, this is an item that now has been cooked. It's aser mishum bishul akum because it fits into the category davar she'ein enechel kmo shuchai, and now it's prepared by a guy becomes aser.
Steak tartar, isn't that?
What?
Steak tartar.
What's that?
Raw meat.
Basically raw meat. People eat it.
Today, but is that the majority? Is that the majority?
I don't know about the majority. So does that mean
that's... So the Mizmanah said there should be no bishul akum for meat. We've never heard such a thing.
I don't know.
Because the majority of the population only eats cooked meat. You don't eat raw meat. That's what it says. You're saying they are yechidim. Okay, what's the percentage? 1%, 2%, 5%, 10%? That's not the majority. Let's go further.
Cooked meat is bishalaka.
Yes!
So he's better to eat raw meat.
What?
If he eats raw meat,
then there's no bishalaka. But let's say what he's suggesting is that you should be allowed to eat, you should be permitted to eat cooked meat because you can eat it raw. So he says, so you follow the majority. If the majority of the population does not eat raw meat, then...
So what is his choice?
Yeah. What do you mean it's his choice? You have in front of you a cooked meat. Meat that has been cooked by... Rav Meir, turn around, help her. Let's go further.
Right?
Yeah.
So what's his choice?
He has no choice, exactly. You can't eat it.
Okay. And if he and raw meat doesn't count because...
It's the minority. It's the minority. Mikomakam also gam los im the roi vechem zem kishu chai. But let us say the majority of the population eats it raw. Av shahayacha, this fellow is a fine schmeck. He only eats it cooked. Ein o yacho loch loi rak mevushel. Mikomakam mutabar. He's also a cool leniency. Even though you personally will only eat this food cooked, but since the majority of the population eats this food raw, now you can be lenient, you follow the majority, and you can eat the food now when it's cooked to a guy.
The butler. Haradi is living in the place that most of them
you follow your community.
You should follow them.
A Haradi among the Chilonim, yeah, you follow society. When it comes to food, food is the universal, it's universal. No, it's not halacha. If you take into account what the population does, what the goyim do, it's not a matter of the way we eat. That's not a matter of religion. It's a matter of what the reality is. Carrots. We go. You make a survey. Do people eat raw carrots? So you're only going to include in your survey from people? No, it's ridiculous. You include in your survey everyone in America.
According to Mitzvot.
But this is not a matter of the mitzvah. The religion first comes into play after we've established what the reality is. The reality is determined by human beings, not by religion. Let's go further. Let's talk about different cultures. Okay, cultures. It's a cultural issue. So you're talking about a cultural issue. You're going to go, what do they do in Israel? What do they do in America? In Israel, they have a whole different standard. They eat much healthier. You can't even buy a bagel in Israel. Okay? They're very smart. They're bagels. You can buy a bagel in Israel?
Sure.
Not so easy.
Are you kidding?
Yeah?
Of course. There's a big store there. Man.
Bagels? It's very expensive.
You probably get bagels in Texas.
It's very expensive for a bagel. Bagel is poison. How much does it cost a bagel? Yeah? All right. Avle medina achas euchla kishuhu chaya u medina acheres ein euchla sar rak mevushel ein mevatlim zel zeh. You follow the medina. Whatever they do in the medina. Do you know hatikva? You know how to sing hatikva? You know the words?
No.
Follow what's doing in the medina. And that's it. V'chol medina medina. Yud gimel. Whatever that word is.
Arvis.
Oh, Arvis. Arvis, he says, said it's not oil al shulchan malachim. Arvis, chickpeas. You ever go to a Shalom Zachar? A Shalom Zachar. There's a cat issue. The only time you should not eat chickpeas is if they smear the pan with milk, because then it's not a question of bishul akum, it's a question of tarfus basar b'cholav. They're not, even though they might be not kosher, as long as you have a right to assume that it's less than 24 hours, this is a Yoredei issue. The chain pre shachal kemoshu chay fruit, afal ki, even though page 106, shebishloy oisam akum, v'nimchem, This is very, very important. This is going to be the heter. When we read the modern, the modern day halacha applications, is there are many products out there that are derivatives of fruits, of apples, applesauce, apple cider, or all these exotic things you would never imagine. And all, what's the main ingredient? A fruit. Whether it's a mango, an apple, a pear. So since fruits are things which can be nechal chai, and even though this thing has gone through a massive production process through goyim, it's mutter. Because it comes from something that was nechal kishuhu chai. That is what it says, your applesauce. V'chein v'chalkin oich v'eat hapo bildo, whatever this is, sh'oisim ha'akum al-kan l'shoyne. V'lufi zeh, whatever this word is, sh'oisin, I don't know what that word is, u'mash mevin mimukoymos ha'rechoykin mutul ochlon imlo sh'apri sh'ha'peri muhzekes bitoyloim, unless there's an issue of bugs. Okay, that's a cautious issue, kumo, whatever that word is. There's also lo'ochlan beloy bidika aval im aval kolmine peros shemitagnin, any fruit that is fried be sugar or bidvash mutter lo'ochlan, even though the non-Jew has cooked this food. Aval kisha peri eina ruuya loch lochaya kama mine var dim vishoshanim
roses
shemetagnim bit sugar vehem eina chalim chayim da sunim biachila. Then it's also because of bishul akum the evshar sheinim chashuv priel klal, even maybe these things, these are not even called a fruit, these things are called, I don't know, vegetation, whatever they are, pem kasam the alma. So then he wants to go say over here that maybe it's mutter. He wants to then make a suggestion. He's saying a very big chiddush, is that the only time you're not allowed to bishul akum is only when it's a food. But if something is not called a food period and a guy cooks it and makes it into a food, there's no prohibition of bishul akum. Isn't that an amazing thing? So you take a piece of wood. These things he wants to go to. Vradim. These are roses. These are flowers. Vradim. So it seems that there is such a delicacy in this world where you take a piece of wood and you cook it and you make it into a dish and it's edible and the doctor says it's not going to kill you, I guess. It's okay. And it was made by a guy. Maybe you would apply this to medicines. Why don't you apply this to medicines? Okay, you'll sell medicine, not oil al shluchim ulachim? Okay, maybe yeah, maybe not. Maybe it's some type of what? Oh, it's not, even when you finish, it's not an achila, right? You say it's even better. It's not, but let's say you take chemicals, you make some type of dish which comes from some type of chemicals which are artificially manufactured, and it's not considered to be dangerous, it's considered to be healthy, and you make it into a food. There probably are things like this, you have to see. He's saying a chiddush. That's not called bishul akum. Bishul akum. Oh, you'll tell me, but it fits all the conditions. It was not edible originally, and now it is edible, and only most through
candy.
What?
Like
when it's candy, what is it? Does it come from chemicals?
Most of the ingredients on candy.
Okay, so maybe that's an example. You have cooked. Some type, so it's all cooked. It's cooked by a non-Jew. It starts out as not being edible. The finished product is edible. So and so you will say, oh, you have fulfilled all the conditions, then it should be awesome, mishalakum. And let's assume also it's oil al shulchan malachim. Let's make that assumption. They use a state dinner, you would serve this. Saying chiddush. If it starts out as something that's not in halacha considered a food, then there's no problem. A piece of wood. If you take a piece of wood and you do something to it to make it edible into a dish, a delicacy that's served al shulchan malachim, and it was cooked by a non-Jew, it's mutter. Because you've started out with something that's not a food. It has to start out with something which is called a food and then been transformed through heat. Then you'll have the issue. But if it's not a food, then it's going to be. That's a new yisoid we learned in the laws of bishul akum. All of these rules are all, keep them in the top of your mind, because they're all going to come into play when we learn the modern day halachas of bishul akum, the various examples. Okay, we'll stop.